This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, last week, when I interviewed Pastor Henry Wright, and he has an understanding of healing that few people have. He has found that there are exact roots, specific roots for most diseases. And when you can get at the root, and by the way, the root has another name, it's called sin. And when you can get at the sin, you then can destroy the foothold of that disease and get rid of that disease. And people can be free, and that's the reason Jesus came. Now, one of his fellow pastors at the church, Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia, a woman that has had so many diseases, I dare not even number them, that was healed under Henry's ministry, and today teaches there, and not only teaches, one of her major jobs is to identify the roots or the sins of specific diseases. Her name is, and don't get scared when I say it, it's not the same one you think it is Anita Hill. Now, Anita, you are, my wife says not to ask this, but I have an idea. It doesn't bother you one bit. You are how young?
I'll be 68 in December, but most of the people who come here are amazed. Because God, what he said in his word about restoring our youth like the eagles, think I'm either somewhere between 35 and 40.
Tell me the particular root you use on that one. What, seriously, what do you pray to remain young like the eagle?
It was a gift from God. It was a fulfillment of his word. I didn't have to pray for it. It just happened. It was sort of like an extra bonus.
Tell me a bit about your background. It sounds horrible. And many of the people we're listening to probably are going to relate. Your mother was sick, and actually you were just 7 when she died, so you didn't know what it was to even know your mother, I assume.
No, I wasn't able to bond with her. I was raised by 20 different housekeepers between the age of 1 and 7. And my mother got sick the day I was born. I was born at home during a blizzard. And so she was taken to the hospital, and she had pneumonia, which later developed into, because of the weakened state of her body, into tuberculosis. So really, most of my contacts with my mother were waving at her through a window. She was on the 4th floor of the hospital, and they would take me there to wave at her in the hospital window. And a few times when she was in remission and was at home during those 7 years, she still was on bed rest most of the time. And so,
now, you had a stepmother. What was she like?
Well, my stepmother had paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, Faye, from bad to worse.
It caused a lot of problems for me, too.
And now you had a cousin and a brother. Is that true? They really tried to drown you and throw you down the stairs?
Right. What happened was that my mother was a pillar of the community. She was a church organist and pianist, and everyone came to her with their problems. And when she died, there was a real void in people's life, especially in my older brothers and sisters, and in my cousins, because we were a pretty close-knit family. So there was some animosity against me, even with my father. You know, I think they basically loved me, but they missed my mother so much that I was something of an irritation. And so they took me out to the middle of a lake, my brothers and cousin, in an inner tube, and left me at the deep part of the lake when I was about five. I did not know how to swim. And I was drowning on the bottom of that lake, and I saw something move in the water, and I caught on to it. And it happened to be a man's leg who had dived off the diving board, and he tried to shake me off, but I would not let go. And that was my first instant of God drawing me out of many waters.
Now, it says in my notes here, you were on oxygen for 11 years. You were allergic to everything. You could only eat beets. Is that true?
Right, without severe reactions.
Even clothing?
I was naked at one point because if I put on clothing, even organic cotton clothing, I would go into anaphylactic reactions. I was considered a universal reactor and was diagnosed at a special clinic in Dallas where people usually spend 2 weeks. I was there 2 months in a ceramic tiled room, and people had to wear caps and gowns to even come near me, and they tested me on foods and chemicals and everything, and they just said all they could tell me was that I'd have to move to Mars, which wasn't possible, because I really couldn't survive on this planet without a great deal of illness and sickness.
Now, all your hair fell out. You have this laundry list of diseases. What about God? Were you a believer in God?
At that time, I was an atheist. In the past, as a child, I was in the Methodist and Baptist Church, and when I was in college, I became Catholic, and I was a Catholic nun for 7 years. And after all that, I didn't see really any power working in the church, and there was so much devastation in my life that I basically became an atheist. And I went into the New Age and occultic aspects, trying to find my healing.
Were you successful?
No. Sometimes I get a little relief, but it would come back 7 or 8 words, just like it says evil spirits might, once they're cast out. So I was in terrible shape.
Well, you had a Jewish friend who got healed of environmental illness. Was hers very serious?
Yes, it was. She had been in Harvard Law School, and she got exposed to pesticides, and she somehow hooked up with me in San Francisco, where I was living in a foil-lined apartment with adrenaline syringes hanging on all the walls. In case I went into anaphylaxis, I had to inject myself immediately. And being a nurse, I knew how to take care of myself.
Were you a very angry, bitter person?
I think from my life circumstances.
You had every right to be.
Right, and I had developed 14 multiple personalities from early childhood trauma, from being sent out away from my home by my paranoid schizophrenic stepmother because she said there were too many women in the house. And at the age of 9 or 10, I would be on the streets at night trying to find a place to stay. And my father had been through so much trauma already, he just didn't want his second marriage to be a tragedy like his first. So he yielded to her request, and since I was sort of scapegoat of the family, I was on the street. I do want to make it clear, I believe my family loved me, but they were in a lot of their own pain, and I have since forgiven them.
Now, if it was possible, would you tell me how many diseases you had?
Well, in the book, A More Excellent Way, we discuss 17 of the diseases.
But you had more than 17. I see that.
I had many more, but it seemed like no one would really believe all that, so we left it at that. And usually just put into the book things that I could verify with medical records that I had still kept.
you had all these mental problems, schizophrenia, manic depressive, multiple personalities. You actually were catatonic at points?
Yes.
That means almost like
at
frozen.
Least 7 years of my life altogether in mental hospitals, private mental hospital.
Now, were you aware of what was going on when your personalities were changing, that they were changing?
Not really until I got into therapy for it. It happened when I was about, usually multiple personalities happen before around the age of five if you've had a lot of early trauma in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it was just who I was, all these entities, so to speak. And so I got used to it. It wasn't until I got into therapy with one therapist who started recognizing the shifts during the sessions.
Hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. You have this Jewish friend who's got serious environmental illness, and she says she gets healed. Did you believe her?
When she first, this was the same woman that lived with me, and she had to leave the apartment, the safe apartment, because someone sprayed pesticides next door. She moved to Arizona and was living in a deserted cow pasture because she couldn't live in the city or in a house, and that's quite a come down from being a law student at Harvard. And she got healed by someone who was in the that area of Arizona taking a vacation from Pastor Wright's ministry. And
she became a believer in Jesus, this Jewish woman from Harvard, right?
Right.
Now, did that kind of astound you?
It did, because when I was living with her, neither one of us had anything to do with Christians or Jesus or anything. In fact, if I saw a Christian coming down the street with a tract to hand out, I would cross the street.
Anita, we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpocha, we're making a very special book available to you this week. It's called A More Excellent Way. And it's the testimony of Anita is there, plus many others. But beyond that, this Henry Wright has found that there are actual doorways, specific sins for most specific diseases. And when you can close that doorway, guess what? That demon doesn't stay there anymore, and you get free. This is one of the most unusual approaches to healing. It's called A More Excellent Way. We're making it available this week for a donation of $25 or more. If you want to understand the spiritual roots of diseases, this is a book you must read. I am on a search to understand healing, and I believe that this is an important, important book. Call or write today for A More Excellent Way with a donation of $25 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.